Captain Herbert Sobel had no physical wounds, but deep mental ones. He also disappeared from sight. He married, had two sons, got a divorce, and was estranged from his children. He worked as an accountant for an appliance company in Chicago. Major Clarence Hester was in Chicago on business one day in the early 1960s. He arranged for a lunch together. He found Sobel to be bitter toward E Company and life generally. 20 years later, Guarnieri tried to locate Sobel. He finally found his sister, who told him Sobel was in bad mental condition and that he directed his rage at the men of E Company. Guarnieri nevertheless paid Sobel's dues to the 101st Association, hoping to get him involved in that organization, but nothing happened. Shortly thereafter, Captain Sobel shot himself. He botched it. Eventually, he died in September 1988. His funeral was a sad affair. His ex-wife did not come to it, nor did his sons, nor did any member of E Company. Sergeant Skinny Sisk also had a hard time shaking his war memories. In July 1991, he wrote Winters to explain, "My career after the war was trying to drink away the truckload of krauts that I stopped in Holland and the die-hard Nazi that I went up into the Bavarian Alps and killed. Old Mo Alley made a statement that all the killings that I did was going to jump into the bed with me one of these days, and they surely did. I had a lot of flashbacks after the war, and I started drinking. Ha ha. Then my sister's little daughter, 4 years old, came into my bedroom. I was too unbearable to the rest of the family, either hungover or drunk, and she told me that Jesus loved me, and she loved me, and if I would repent, God would forgive me for all the men I kept trying to kill all over again. That little girl got to me. I put her out of my room, told her to go to her mommy. There and then I bowed my head on my mother's old feather bed and repented, and God forgave me for the war and all the other bad things I had done down through the years. I was ordained in the latter part of 1949 into the ministry, and believe me, Dick, I haven't whipped but one man since, and he needed it. I have 4 children, 9 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. The Lord willing, and Jesus tarries, I hope to see you all at the next reunion. If not, I'll see you on the last jump. I know you won't freeze in the door." Easy Company's contribution to the nation's defense did not end with the company's demise. A number stayed in the Army,